Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Chof Hei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Zayin and Daf Chof Dalet on the base and the bottom. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha Dvarim Tzorich Adam Lo Yimar B'Tzorich Beisur of Shabbos Im Chashecho. Three things one has to say in his house when it comes Shabbos as it becomes dark on the night of Shabbos. Meaning when it's still not Shabbos, it's close to be Shabbos. It's almost dark. Isartim, it's a Loshon Sheila, it's a question mark. Did you do Maisris? Because in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat even a Chilas Arai, even a small meal, if it's not Me'usar. Iravtim, did you do the Eruv, Eruv Tchumim, or Eruv Chatzeris? Hadliku Saner, the first two, we can't see clearly if he did it or not. So he's asking his family members, do you do the Maisir, do you do the Eruv? But candle, he can see if the candle is lit or not. So he gives an order, hadliku esaner. Now, sovek chasheicho, sovek enu chasheicho. If you already get to the stage of ben hashmashes, it's not sure if it's dark or not. Ein ma'asrim esavadei. To come and do a meiser of something which is for sure not meuser, you're not allowed to do, even though it's only a din derabbanan not to do it in Shabbos, you can't do it even in ben hashmashes. Vein matbilim esakelim. Similarly, you're not allowed to put the kli into the mikvah, because it looks like mitake, like he's fixing it, even though it's only a derabbanan. Vein matligim esaneris. And of course, you're not allowed to light the candles, which is aser deraisa. Ava ma'asrim esadmai. Dmai, which is only a suffix mehusar. You're not sure if the amara did ma'aser or not, that you could do in ben hashmashes. Umi arvin. We'll see in the Gemara they're referring to Eruv Chatzeir, which was only the Rabbanon. V'toymni mesachamin. And you're allowed to put hot, something hot under covers. You can put it on the hatmon if to cover it up in the time of Benashmashas. And we're talking about hatmon she'enim, we see Fevel doesn't add more heat. So therefore that's not a Isur D'oraisa, that the Rabbanon you could do in Benashmashas. Says the Gemara, Tani Shuming Gamliel Loimer. Halachas hakodesh v'chatois v'chsheros hem gufei halachas v'shloshtim suru la'me'aretz. There's three things that we can talk about right now. Hilchas hakodesh is one. Chatois is number two. Echsher is number three. All three we're going to explain. It's things which are very, or which are called considered to be gufei halachas, which means they're very important, but we still trust la'me'aretz regarding them. Reb Chaim says why it's brought down over here, because here we're trusting the family members with the questions on Shabbos, so he mentioned other things that we trust people, like here on Me'arovitz. Says the Gemara, Chofei Amud Aleph, Hilchus HaKodesh, what is it? Taninonim, Omai Afrashti, B'Soicha Revis, Kodesh Ne'emon. This is from what we learned in Maseches Chagiga, that regarding Kodesh, Amaretz is Ne'emon. He's afraid about Hegdesh, but he's not Ne'emon regarding Trumo. But if there is a barrel of truma, and he said, I put into the truma one small amount of kodesh, now he's neman in the whole barrel. So you're momming him on the whole barrel because a little bit of kodesh. Chatoes, what is chatoes? Etanina kol neimonim al chatos. Chatos referring to Pori Adumo. Everybody's neman in the Tahara Pori Adumo, even Amoritz. Hechsheris, what's Hechsheris? Etaninon val kulom Amoritz neimonim leimar tehoirim him. Meaning Amoritz is neman to say that this is not kosher lekabel tumo. Continues down the Gemara referring to the Mishnah, Loitzucho delavad likus aner, meaning we didn't start with the question, did you light the candle or light the candle, which is a iso d'oraisa. But the sequence of the Mishnah is Isartim v'iraftim, and then adliku. First he asked the question of the isurei derabanan. Did you do the meiser that you're not allowed to do in Shabbos with derabanan? Did you do the eru which you're not allowed to do in Shabbos with derabanan? Or do you have the isur of hoitzom derabanan? So then he says adliku saner. So he's asking questions regarding Isur Derabanan, and then the Bnei Bayi see how he's careful about Isur Derabanan, they'll be careful Isur Deraisa as well. In his house, he just asked, did he do a roof? Go light the candle. He did not ask about Meiser. Why didn't he ask about Meiser? He would never bring to the house fruits that are not meusar. He would buy in the market fruits that are already true and some meisers taking out. So by his house, there was no meisers being done. And therefore, he just went to the next stage and asked about Eruv and about Lukas in there. Says the Gemara, we speak about Ben Hashmashes. So the mindset by Ablozer Shag Goises Erev Shabbos im Chashecho. So Ablozer was Goises was on his deathbed right before Shabbos, as Shabbos is coming in. Finichnas Horkenus Bnoi Lachloitz is Tfilov. So his son Horkenus is coming to remove his tefillin. Okay, now let him wear tefillin on Shabbos. I'm going to use here the gear of Reb Chaim, that according to Reb Chaim, we have here in the middle of another sentence. Vigar boy Aviv, his father told him, what are you doing? Do not remove my tefillin. So where now goes, we can read the Gemara three lines down and come back to the Gemara before in a moment. He says, what's Shabbos? My father's not alive and taking his tefillin. Because he lost his mind. We're coming into Shabbos, and you're not allowed to have tefillin on Shabbos. He doesn't let me remove his tefillin because nitrufa daitoi. Omar Lois, his father told him, I'm not the one who lost my mind. You lost your mind. Why is that so? Now we go back to the beginning of the Gemara that we skipped. Omar Libni, Nachto Mitzah Saner Shishvus, Vechayavim Alav Kores. According to Korban Eidu, you take away the words Shishvus. According to Bnei Moshe, means right now it's Shvus. To light the candle right now is not a problem. It's only a Shvus maybe to light the candle, but soon it's going to be Issur Kores to light the candle. So you have to right now light the candle. Uvata lachlitz filin sheinam hele rishus, meaning Shabbos is not time of mitzvahs. It's only rishus. There's no, you're not really doing anything. According to Pnei Moshe, means lav davka rishus, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Bavli says, einam hele shvus, not to wear tefillin Shabbos, is issur derabanan. Veinam ela mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah be'alma derabanan to remove the tefillin before Shabbos. So meaning what Reb Lozer is telling his son is, why you focus and take on the tefillin? You should focus on lighting the candle. That's much more important right now. That's Issur D'oraisa, to light it soon. Tefillin, if I have a few minutes fill on Shabbos, that won't be so bad. Says the Gemara now, Kivan Shehu Talmidov Shishiv R'Dovah Shechachmo. Talmidim saw the Reb Lozer, actually, his mind is very intact. He's saying Dovah Shechachmo. Nichetzlu Etzloi V'Shalim Osoi. So he went into him and asked him questions in learning. Fayar Me'alem Ala Tome, Tome, Avala Tore, Tore. He gave Psak, this is Tome, this is Tore. The last halach they asked him, he said tar, and that's how he died, with the word tar. We see that he's tar because if he died, if his neshama left his body when he said the word tar, that means that's what he is. He is a tar. So Amana says, only now you realize he's tar? Of course he's tar. The whole life we knew he was tar. Then Rabbi Shua came in, removed his tefillin. He was hugging and kissing him, crying and saying, Rabbi, Rabbi. He called his Rabbi Lazar Rabbi. Hutar and Neder, the Neder referring to the Rabbi Lazar, they put him into Chayrim because he argued with Rabbanon in Maseches Bo Metzia. Here he said the Neder is over. Rabbi Rechev Yisrael Uparoshov. He is considered to be the chariot of Klal Yisrael. And his writer, he is the strength of Am Yisrael. Because the Gemara says, "Vein matbilim usakelim nala do tvilas kelim." Masnisa says the Gemara be kelim gedolim nala do tvilas kelim benashvashes, with big vessels, which is clear that he's doing it in order to be misaken, in order to make them tar, which looks like misaken. Aval be kelim ktanim, but if it's small vessels, which each one is very small, mayim aleu matbilim. He could do Aharama. He could trick and see, make it believe as if he's not doing it for tefillah. He's coming to be shoyev water. He's coming here to draw water from the river. So that's why he's taking the kelim, taking out water. Kelim gedolim, nobody draws water with very, very large vessels. But small kelim, people draw water with it. So he can draw water and he mainly becomes tar. And the more he brings examples to that, Tanya Rishayim Imalu Odom Kli Tomim Min Abor, Omarim Olovo Madbiler. A person can fill up from a Kli Tome, from the pit, and Mimela, by filling up the water, he's Marim, he does the Haromo, Umadbiler makes it into, he does Tfilas Kalim. Tani Nofal Dil Yul Techabor. His bucket fell into the pit. Noflu Kalim Techabor. His vessels fell into the pit. Maimelem Umadbiler. So then he does the Haromo, does a Tfilah. Rab Chaim explains, what's a Tfilah? They takes it out of the bor, because as the place can bring, when does the Tfilah happen? Once you go out of the bor. So he takes it out of the water, and by that he does the Tfilah. Train Amuroim. Two Amuroim. Chador Bekalim Shetmu Be'avatumo. Meaning the Haroma that referred to as Kalim, they even they became Tomim Midiraisa. Claim they touched Avatumo and they're reaching the Tumo, they're real Tumo. So continues the one of Chafei Amud Beis. V'chorno Amar, the other one said, V'kelin shitmu b'vladatumo. Only if it touched a vladatumo, original tumo, which with the rice, it's not tome, it's only a tumo de abanon, And in Tumah Derabanan, you could do this harama of putting something into the water with the intention of doing tefillah, but when it doesn't look like tefillah. So says the Gemara, Mei Siman Da'amar, using here the Yosef of Chaim, Mei Siman Da'amar beVlada Tumo, Laman Da'amar beAva Tumo. The one who says you can do Vlada Tumo, ask the Man Da'amar that says you can do Ava Tumo, real Tumo. I feel bechoyli yet toy narav shemesh. What do you mean he's going to do tefillah? If it's Ava Tumo, deraiso. Even after you put it in the mikvah, you can't use it that day. You have to wait for the evening. When you have something which is tamei midiraiso, you put it into the mikvah, and then you wait for the evening, and then you can use it. So you want to tell me you can put it clean in Shabbos in the mikvah, and then you're not going to use it on Shabbos, you're going to use it only Moitzi Shabbos. Omar lei b'reitzo l'shtamesh b'hem chulim b'tahara. I mean, he's not going to use the kli for trumos and kachim, where you need to have a kli which is tar. He's going to use it for chulim. Chulin, I don't have to have the kli tar to begin with. He wants to have chulin mitaro. And the minute he put into the mikvah, becomes tvul yoim is less tumah than before. And then the only type of tumah that it does is shlishi, it's a third level of tumah, which doesn't apply to chulin. So for chulin, you can use this kli, even though it's not necessary, but that's what he wants to do. He wants to do chulin mitaro. So putting it into the mikvah does help. Ketuvos the Gemara and brings another example of Aharomo. Rav Yirmer was a hero b'shem Chia b'Hashi. Isha pikachas medicha kois kan. She can wash a cup in one side of the house. Ka'ar kan, a bowl on another side of the house. Tam chukain, a basket on another side of the house. Fenitzes marbeit says it's based on b'Shabbos. And by that, she's cleaning her house on Shabbos. Meaning Rabbanan says he's not allowed to wash the house on Shabbos. Maybe it's going to be mashve gumas. Maybe it's going to come to straighten the floor. But you're allowed to wash vessels. So if you wash one vessel here, one vessel there, one vessel there, b'harama, you cause the fact that the house will be completely washed. Continues the Gemara and says, Amasrim es Adamai, and bin Ashwash, you could do Maisrim Adamai. Beisim b'shem Avorim, Chizkiyah b'shem Avyudim ben Pazi. Why is it called Dumai? Dumai demetaken, Dumai loitiken. Maybe it's fixed, maybe it's not fixed. That's what the Maya means. It's a maybe. It's not something sure, and therefore you could do it in Ben Ashwashes. You're allowed to do Eruv and Atman in Ben Ashwashes. That's only Revei Chatzeres, which is the Rabbanon. And that you can do in Ben Ashwashes. And when it says Me'arvim in the beginning, refers to Revei Tchumim, even Revei Tchumim you could do before, becomes Ben Ashwashes. And with this, we end the second paragraph of Maseches Shabbos, Hadron Alecha Perek Bei Madlikin, Hadron Alecha Perek Bei Madlikin Be'ezer Hashem. Starting the third paragraph. Kiro Sheisikua Bekash Oy Begavava. A kiro always refers to a type of a stove that has enough place to put on there two pots. That's two places, two locations to put pots. And the kiro is rectangular, meaning it's straight ahead, and that's why the heat spreads evenly and gets to the two pots on top. In the kiro, you could put the pot on top of the kiro, on top of the stove, or you could put it inside, and then the kiro is used more like an oven. So if kiro she siku bekasher begavo means you heated it up. What was the material you used to put in the fire? You used kasher gavo. Kasher gavo is straw and stubble, which is another piece of the straw. So noisti malea tafshil, you could put in it a tafshil, cooked food upon it before Shabbos. But begefes oy beitzim, gefes is sesame or olive pulp, and eitzim means wood, that they heat up much more. Lo yiten at sheyikrev oichiten zeifer. In order to put a pot on top of this kiro, you need to either remove the coal or you have to cover the coal with ashes. Meaning, here's the introduction in terms of bishul before on Shabbos. To do bishul on Shabbos when something gets very warm, very hot. Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to put something on the fire before Shabbos unless the coals, the source of heat, is either covered or removed. Why? Shema yichate. If it's not going to be covered, he may come to stoke the coals and cause bishul. So Rabbanan required, if someone wants to use a kira with wood, he must either cover the coal or remove the coal. But shamayim chamin avloy tavshar. You can put it on the kira as hot water, but not food. You can put both. The reason why tavshil should be different, because the more it's on the fire, the better it is. Hot water, you don't have a mile leaving you on the fire. But you could take it out on Shabbos. You put it before Shabbos, and then when Shabbos comes in, you remove it. But you're not allowed to put it back on Shabbos. You can not only could put it before Shabbos, but if you took it out of the fire before Shabbos, you could return it on Shabbos. Says the word kirish is sikur keni mastisu mikayim olayat avshal. Our Mishnah is talking about putting something on the kira before Shabbos. Meaning that even when you put it before Shabbos, it needs to have gufo k'tumo. It needs to be the cause to be either removed, either shoveled or covered, and not only when you return it on Shabbos. So the word mastisu de abudo. Our Mishnah is like shitos of abudo on the machlekes b'chav b'sil. The Tanya says in the Braiso, hayu shtei kirayim matimos. You have two kiras. Achas guvu k'tumo, achas loy guvu loy k'tumo. One of them, the coal is exposed. One of them, it's either shoveled or covered. Mekayim ala guvu ala k'tumo. So you can leave a pot on the fire on the one which is either covered or shoveled. Ma mekayim melia. What can you keep in the urn before Shabbos? But Shabbos mean mekayim melia klum. But Shabbos says you can't put anything on a kir before Shabbos. Obesiloyim chami avloy tavshil. Only hot water, not food. Hey, v'yir sameichom. If you took it out. According to our mayor, the bichame hold you can't put it, you can't use it at all on Shabbos, and basil you can use only for water and not for tafshil, and everybody agrees you can't return it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah Yimer like our Mishnah, bichame yimim chamin avloy tafshil, you can put hot water but not food. Who basil yimim chamin tafshil hot water and food. Could you think about chovav mudalef? Hey, virus ameichom. Once you removed it on Shabbos, bichame yimim lo yachz, you can't return it. Who basil yimim yachzir. So this is like our Mishnah, according to Basil, you could put on a kira gufa k'tumo, water in tafshil, and you could also return it on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Chofei.